going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Almighty God has set forth His word concerning a man and his wife. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Wives, Ephesians 5:22, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Marriage is a wonderful, wonderful institution, ordained of God, and is a beautiful picture of the union of the Lord Jesus Christ and His bride. Ephesians 5:32, this is a great mystery concerning marriage, a man and his wife. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. We have marriage in this world as a picture, as a type, as a shadow of the eternal marriage. A marriage that one day is going to openly be manifest before heaven and earth. The marriage of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and his bride. Now we're meeting today for one reason. One reason. One reason. To preach the glorious gospel of God's grace for the purpose of the calling out of God's elect, of God's sheep. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. In the last few weeks, there's been some heinous things happening in this world. Heinous things. Awful things. Evil things. Almighty God who rules and reigns in heaven and earth, who orders all things according to His will, do you want to know why these things came about? Because God Almighty is calling out His elect. You say, well, I don't see how those things have anything to do with it. Well, they do. Because they're in all things. May we today, by God's grace, have our hearts settled. Everything is well with the believer. The Lord has a bride. And He is going to have His bride. The bride was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:4 declares that this bride, all of God's elect. Scripture says, Ephesians 1:4, this is the truth. concerning the bride of Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Here's the fact. Christ has a bride. Here's a fact. The Son is going to have the bride. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Here's a fact. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has redeemed His bride. He has redeemed her. He said in John 10:15, I lay down my life for the sheep. He has a bride. He's going to have her. He's redeemed her. And I'll tell you this. His bride is going to be holy and without spot, without blame, robed in His righteousness. Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. The bride's coming. And we're doing one thing today. We, as obedient servants of Almighty God, are preaching the gospel, because that's the way He's going to call out His bride. She's coming. She's coming. And what we'll do, we'll just watch and just wait and just see what God's pleased to do. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I know this. Out of every nation, kindred, tribe, tongue, His bride, that good thing that was given to the Son by the Father, that good thing. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I'm telling you, His bride's a good thing. The Father gave her to Him. She's a good thing, robed in His righteousness, redeemed by His blood, made good only in Him, holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, I want you to turn with me to Genesis 24. Genesis 24. I made this statement. We're here today. We're not ashamed of the gospel of God's grace, the gospel of sovereign, saving grace, electing grace, redeeming grace, regenerating grace, keeping grace. Not ashamed of that gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. And I'm so thankful that we can be here today, Neil, and preach it and hear it and declare it. I'm so thankful that God gave me a heart to want to be here today. In Genesis chapter 24, there is a glorious story, true story, set forth about Abraham and Isaac, Abraham's servant, and a bride that this servant was sent to go find for the son. And this story right here, I'm going to deal with verses 1 through 58. I'm going to read most of them, just so you know. I know when you thought, what? No, I won't be that long. I'm going to read just a whole lot of it. I'm going to make some comments. But I'm going to tell you, in this passage of Scripture, there's six things that I want to look at concerning the calling out of the bride, the responsibility of the servant that sent, the will of the Father that sent the servant, and the glory that's given to the Son. Six things that I want to set forth in this passage of Scripture. Now, I want us to understand something before I start. Abraham is a picture of the Heavenly Father. The servant is a picture of God's preachers. Not only God's preachers, though. I stand in this pulpit and minister. A believer sits in the pew, possibly, but he sits in that pew as a minister. You're in contact with people every day. You cross paths with people every day. Let your conversation be that which becometh the gospel. Walk like a believer. Walk like a believer. Act like a believer. God Almighty, the Father, the servant, the Son, the Bride. Six truths set forth in this passage of Scripture concerning the calling of the Bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. When we're done, by God's grace, and I do pray this, I pray that it comes out and is a blessing to myself and to you as it has been to me in studying it. I got done this morning, had a message written out for today. And this message right here, I got up this morning and rewrote this message. And it was such a blessing to me, and I do pray. I pray that God bless it. I pray that I don't stand in this pulpit by myself. That the Spirit of God will bless this message to my heart and to yours. Six truths set forth in the calling out of God's sheep, the Bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Six truths. And in those six truths, the responsibility of God's ministers. Whether I'm standing here or whether you're sitting there. Six truths. Here's the first one. Christ has a bride according to the Father's purpose and according to the covenant of God's grace. Verses 1 to 4, Genesis 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had a trusted servant. God's servants are to be faithful servants. Abraham said to this servant, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. It was just a way in which sometimes we shake hands. I'll give you my word on this right here. He said, I want you to put your hand under my thigh, and I'm going to we're going to enter into a covenant right here. And he said, I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son, Isaac. The servants of Almighty God are sent. They're sent. I'm going to give you pastors according to my heart. God's servants are sent to find the bride according to the commission of Almighty God. We go into all the world. The Lord commissioned us to this. You go into all the world and you preach the gospel. Preaching is the means of Almighty God in the calling out of God's sheep. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. As I've said before, not foolish preaching, but what men consider foolishness. They say, this is it. This is it. This is all you got. This is all we got. This is all God's given us. This is all we want. This is God's means. The bride is to be sent for and obtained among the children of promise, not upon the Canaanites, the doomed. Now, here's the thing. Abraham told his servant, you make me swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, by the God of earth, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites of whom I dwell. Now, let me ask you this. Who are they? I don't know. I don't know who they are. But I can tell you who I'm looking for. I'm looking for God's sheep according to God's means of finding the sheep, preaching the only message that God has given me to preach, and I'm going to wait on the Lord. But I know who I'm looking for. I'm looking for the children of promise. That's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for God's sheep. I can't make one a sheep. I'm not trying to make a goat a sheep. I'm looking for God's bride, for His Son, according to God's means. That's what I'm doing. Now, I know this. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father has given the Lord Jesus Christ a bride according to His purpose and according to the covenant of God's grace. You go look for Him. Don't look for Him here in Canaan. He said, you go back where I'm from and you find Him there. Here's the second thing I know. God's servants don't compromise the message. Verses 5 and 9, and the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware, thou that thou bring not my son thither again, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me, that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. If a woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand on the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that master. The servant said, well, master, Abraham, I'm going to do just like you said. But let me ask you this. Let's say I go down there and I don't find one willing. What if one's not willing to come? Must I needs bring thy son, verse 5, again unto the land from whence thou camest? You want me to change the terms, maybe? Maybe if she's not willing to come, well, do you want me to come back over here to Isaac and say, well, Isaac, she wasn't willing to come. I think you're going to have to come down here. I think you're going to have to come down here and just, you know, do it in a different way than what I was sent. If the woman doesn't come willingly, Abraham told him, he said, you listen to me. If the woman does not come willingly, then you're clear. He said, but don't you compromise the message that I just gave you. Don't you change the terms on it. He said, verse 7, God's going to send His angel, the Holy Spirit, before. And He shall bless according to my will. He said, you'll take a wife unto my son from thence. Don't you go down there and start changing the rules and making, you know, maybe if we can't get somebody to come, maybe we ought to just try something else, Mike. Maybe we can try a different method. Maybe we start having bazaars, and maybe we start having, you know, try to get, maybe get, change our ministry some way. God's servants don't compromise the message. We got one message. We preach the gospel of God's sovereign, saving grace. Third point. God's servants know that the work is too great for them. Who's sufficient for these things? Look at verses 10 to 14. The servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and he departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. You know, all the goods of the master, gems in our hands. We got the gospel. This is it. This is it. This is what we got. All the goods of his master was in his hand. He arose. He went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahar. He made his camel to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening Even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters, the men of the city, come out to draw water. And it came to pass that the damsel to whom... No, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that has appointed, that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. We know that God has a people. We know that God has given that people to the Son. He knows He's going to call them. We know that. We know that if the Lord blesses, this servant said, I don't know. I'm just asking. Lord, I'm just asking. Would you allow it to be that the damsel that we're looking for, the bride we're looking for, would you allow it to be that, Lord, I'm standing here where the women's going to come, and could she say these things? I'll give you something to drink, and I'll not only give you something to drink, I'll give your camel something to drink too. Lord, would you allow that? God's people know that there's going to be, if God Almighty calls out His elect, there's going to be some evidence of it. There's going to be some evidence of life. And the evidence of life is going to be in what they say. Out of the abundance of a man's heart, his mouth is going to speak. That servant right there was listening for something. I'm going to listen for some signs of your blessing. I want to listen for some signs of life. I want to listen to what this woman has to say according to your purpose, Lord. You're going to send your angel. Spirit of God's going to do something. And if the Spirit of God does something, I'm telling you, you'll know it. You'll know it. You let a believer be blessed by God Almighty. God called him out of darkness. And let me tell you what you're going to hear. This is what this servant was listening for, some evidence of life. Evidence of life in a believer is going to be this. Number one, he's not going to speak of any confidence in his flesh. You know what a believer is going to say? Not by works of righteousness that I've done. According to his mercy, he saved me. You know what a believer is going to say? Salvation's of the Lord. Salvation is of God Almighty. God chose me. Christ redeemed me. Spirit of God called me and gave me life. If He wouldn't have given me life, I'd have never come. That servant right there was looking to the Lord for the Lord's blessing and the manifestation of God's grace. That's what he was looking for right there. Here's the fourth thing. God's servants must seek by preaching Christ and wait for the Lord's direction. Wait for God's direction. Verses 15 to 21. It came to pass that before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. I want you to notice what he did not do. He didn't say anything to her. He didn't say, think you'd give my camel something to drink too. I'll just wait. I mean, she said she'd give me something to drink. Verse 19, and when she had done giving him drink, I bet you he drank that water and he just looked at her and just wondered. I wonder if she's going to say anything else. I wonder if this is her. I don't know. When she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Now you listen to this. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. You know, a sower went to sow. And he cast some seed and it fell by the wayside. Some fell among stony ground, some fell among thorny ground, some of it fell among good ground. That stony ground, that seed sprung up quickly and it looked good. Looked good for a while. You know, but when the sun came out, sun of persecution, it scorched it and it withered. It didn't have any root. That seed that fell among thorny ground, it sprung up. And for a while it looked good. But soon the cares of this world choked it out. Don't lay hands on any man quickly. You wait on the Lord. And I can remember coming up in false religion. Somebody walked down the aisle and make a profession of faith. I want to have them teaching Sunday school next Sunday. No, let me tell you the best thing that any of us could ever do. Just sit down and listen. And listen. This woman said all the right things. She came out with all the right things. She met the criteria according to her mouth. But that wise servant right there that Abraham trusted, that man wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. I can tell you this. I know for a fact God's going to have his people. God's going to call them out. They're going to be where the Lord has placed them. I know that. But I know this. They're going to have to be kept by God Almighty. If God doesn't keep them, they're going to leave. And I can't keep them. We're going to wait on the Lord. We don't rush into things. Wait. But this servant, waiting to see if if the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not, he was kind. He was kind to her. This may be her. It may be her. You know, I'm always encouraged. You know, somebody, you know, shows some interest in the gospel. I'm always encouraged. You know, who knows? This may be one of the Lord's. This may be one of God's sheep. Who knows? But I can tell you this. All I can do is keep preaching to them. And wait. Wait on the Lord. He was kind. Look at verses 22 to 31. Came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring, half a shekel of weight, two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. He said, whose daughter art thou? And tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? She said unto him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, which she bare to Nahor. She said, moreover, unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head, worshipped the Lord. He said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he had heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, "Thus spake the man unto me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, "Come, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." That there was kindness, there was joy, and there was rejoicing. You know, come here. But here's my next point. God's servants must not, cannot be sidetracked from their mission. Look at verse 32-33. The man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told mine errand." And he said, "Speak on." They came into the house, and they laid out a fine spread. Man, there's no telling what was there. I don't know how long he'd been on the road since he'd had a good home-cooked meal. But there was probably some dishes that probably would have truly appealed to his taste buds. Man, I could really get into this. They said, "Here we are. Look what I provided for you." And that wise servant said, "I'm not going to eat until I've told you why I'm here. I'm going to tell you what my master has sent me to do. The issue at hand wasn't to satisfy the servant. I'm not here to discuss things and mess and stuff. I'm not here to talk about your food. I'm not here to talk about anything else. I'm here to talk about the Son. I'm here to talk about my commission from my master. I got one message. I got one errand. And anything else is going to play second fiddle to this. Anything else that you bring up is irrelevant. Anything else that you want to talk about has got nothing to do with the mission and commission of God's servants. We get so sidetracked on so much stuff. Man, by nature, gets off on issues. There was a wedding that a father had made to his son. And he said, "You go out and bid the guests come in." They went out and bid the guests come in. Come to the wedding. Come to the wedding. One of them said, "Well, I got some oxen that I bought, and I wish I could. But I got to go prove them, you see." "Oh, well, I'd come, I'd be there, but, you know, I got married, and I'm just not going to be able to make it. I wish I could. I bought this land. I got to go check it out. I'd be there, but I. They sat down to that meal, and he said, "I am not going to eat until I tell you the errand that I'm on. I want you to understand why I'm here. I want you to understand what the issue is. I want you to understand what my master has sent me to do. And then we'll talk about eating. But first things first," he said in verse 34, "I am Abraham's servant. I am Abraham's servant. I am a messenger of my master. My master has sent me to find the son's bride. I'm here to find a bride for Isaac. And God's preachers have one issue. We preach Christ, ready, and Him crucified. That's it. Nothing else is worth talking about. That, whatever it is, and it's not this, is not the issue. He told him, he said, I'm going to tell you what my issue is. Verse 35 to 49. He said, the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He's become great. He hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. He said, my master is rich, rich, rich. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. Unto him hath he given all that he hath. He said, my master's got a son. He's a son according to promise. He's a son according to God's promise. God's promise. Not by the works of the flesh. I'm not talking about that boy, Hagar. I'm talking about Isaac. Not Ishmael. I'm talking about Isaac. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. Thou shalt go into my father's house, and my kindred take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. He said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. Thou shalt take a wife for my son or my kindred of my father's house. Thou shalt be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my kindred. If they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day under the well, and I said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou dost prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of the water. It shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I'll also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman which the Lord hath appointed out from my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, said, drink, I'll also give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, if you agree with my master, if you agree with the commission of my master that he gave me, that told me, you come here and you do this and this, I'm going to send my angel, the Lord's going to send my angel before me, going to bless it. He said, now if you deal well with his message, his commission to me, if you like, if you enjoy, if you appreciate the message, then you tell me. And if not, then you tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. What he was saying is this, I got one message. Before we sit down here and talk about this food right here, before we talk about anything else, I'm going to tell you what my master has told me to say. And that's what I'm going to say. And he said, if you want to hear it, I thank God for that. If you don't want to hear it, well, then I'm going somewhere else. Because he said, I'm not going to deviate from this message, and I'm not going to get sidetracked from this message. I'm not going to start talking about things, messing stuff. I don't want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about this. This is the issue. He said, now, if you'll deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. If not, tell me. that I may turn to the right hand to the left. I'm not here to waste the commission or my time and stray from my master's instruction. I'm here to talk about the son. I'm here to talk about Isaac. Isaac is the heir of my master. My master is rich, rich. The Lord blessed him. He got camels and gold, and he said the son's going to have all of that. Everything's going to be the son's. Everything's the son's. It belongs to him. And he is my message. I'm looking for a bride for him. I want to talk about his excellency. I want to talk about his honor. I'm looking for the bride that God has chosen and given him, that God's going to call out. And when we preach, he told them, he said, now if you deal kindly with my master, if you like, he said, I'm going to preach sovereign grace. I'm going to preach God's sovereign grace. And I'm telling you, God's people are going to hear it. He's going to hear it because he's going to give them ears to hear and eyes to see. They're going to come. They're going to come. Here's the sixth thing. Lastly, the servants of God rest in God's power without compromise to accomplish God's will. Verses 50 to 58. Now listen to the conclusion of this message. Then Laban, after that servant, he laid out just as clearly as he knew how to lay it out. He said, this is what I'm here to say. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. You take her and go. Let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. It came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother, to her mother, precious things. They did eat and drink. He and the men that were with him, they tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning. And he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, well, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. You know what they'd done. They heard everything he had to say. And they said, well, we give our blessing. We give our blessing. Well, just let her hang around here. Let her hang around here. Maybe 10 days at least, you know. This is not such a vital issue that we got to deal with this today, is it? I mean, I understand this is important, and I know you're probably a man of God, and I understand all that. But I mean, let her stay for a while, you know. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looked back, is worthy. I'm going to show you the mark of a believer. They said, we give you our blessing, but now let's just don't make this such a vital issue. We understand all these things, and it's, you know. He said, verse 57, they said, we'll call the damsel. We give you our blessing. Well, we call the damsel. Let's inquire at her mouth. Let's ask her. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, now here's my question to every one of us. Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I'll go. I'll go. Yes, I will. I'll go, and I'll go right now. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Salvation is of the Lord. Of the Lord. The Lord walked up to a man one day who was sitting by the had a table there, customs, had some taxes. His name was Matthew. And he walked by that man. There was probably a lot of people sitting around. Just about a big old place, you know. And he walked up to one man. One man. And he walked up to that man and he said, "Follow me." Goes back. Puts his coat on. And went straight after him. I have a commission from the Lord. The Lord has commissioned me to preach the gospel of God's grace. And by God's grace, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach the gospel. I have no other message. I have no other, nothing else. I don't want to cloud that. If there's something else, it's an issue. I don't want to talk about it. I want to preach the gospel. And I know this. God's angel is going to go before. And is going to bless this message. I know that. And God's going to call His sheep out. And they're going to come. And when God Almighty gives them a new heart, they're going to say just what Rebecca said. I'll go. I'll go with you. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.